How did you get into producing?
How did I get into producing?
Yeah.
I was like 14 years old.
Right.
Sitting in my house and had a couple pieces of gear, sitting in the closet.
Right.
And just started making beats. And then I found some artists and learned how to start putting together, you know, songs and records and writing music. And that's pretty much how it all started.
Yeah, and you're the son of the famous singer, Dionne Warwick, right?
Yeah, my mom is Dionne Warwick.
Did that have a big effect on you growing up?
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah, she was like, she still is. Everything I do, I run by her. So she, like, knows everything about everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's been doing this so long. So she had a major effect on me.
So how was your childhood when you were growing up?
It was pretty normal in my mind. I mean, I don't know, when I tell people about it, they bug out, but just, it was kind of like, I grew up in Beverly Hills, and I guess I had more than a lot of kids growing up, but it was kind of, like I said, it was kind of normal to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. Like, your first big project that you worked with was Flesh and Bone, right?
Yeah, Flesh and Bone.
Yeah, how was that? How did you meet up with him?
I met up with Bone. I was in the studio working on a project with my mom.
Okay.
It was a radio show. And they were in the next room, just goofing around writing. And I walked in on them, and it was real uncomfortable. I remember that, because I was like, who are y'all? And they're like, who are you? And I was like, don't worry about who I am. You know, just playing.
Damn.
And then Lazy and me took a, like, we clicked instantly on some silly shit.
Yeah.
Just being goofy. And then he said, yo, man, look, I want you to meet my brother. And Flesh was in the booth. And so Flesh walked out, and I met him. And then Lazy goes, yo, we're working on his stuff. So if you come up with a couple songs, come back later or tomorrow with a couple songs, and we'll see if we like him. I said, all right. So I went home and made 10 songs that night. And all 10 of them ended up on Flesh's album.
Damn.
And that was kind of like what jump-started my career. And I had the first and second single. And I don't know if you remember the song with Reverend Run.
Yeah, I remember that. You know what? Did you produce that song with BG Knockout?
With Bobby. BG Knockout, man. I did some songs with BG. God, BG, yeah.
Man, wow. You know he's fresh out of jail now. Did you know that?
He's out of jail?
Yeah, I'm just hooking him up, back up with everybody.
When did Knockout get out?
He got out like 2-3 weeks ago. He been working with G-Unit and shit. I'm just trying to help him out, get back into the biz, like. And if you can hook me up with a number, I'll give it to him.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'll shoot that to you and get it to him. Tell him to holler at me.
For sure, man. For sure. I just want to help him out, because, you know, he been locked up for 10 years and it's...
I know he was locked up for 10 years. Flesh got another 5. He was in for a minute, but now I'm glad he's out, man.
Yeah.
He did 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
Every bit of it, because that was, yep, it was 96.
Yeah, it was 96, 97 or something.
I remember that like yesterday, man. We were in the studio.
Yeah.
And I remember getting a call, and I'm like, Knockout went to jail for they said he got an L. I was like, what?
Damn. Yeah, I was shocked too when I heard that. I was little back then. So
yeah.
You have been working with like big names in the past, like Pink, Beyonce, and the list goes on. Like, how are those divas, like, how are they in the studio compared to rappers?
I mean, you know what? Everybody in the studio is real cool, man. Like, because they know that it's a job, you know? Beyonce and Pink, they're all just normal, man. Like, you know what I mean? They come to the studio to work. They don't act out, because they probably know I don't really get down like that. Like, we all act real goofy, man. Like, I like people who got personality, you know, so Beyonce's a clown. I mean, she's funny as hell, so she's, like, normal. I mean, it's a job, so it ain't like people get, you know, put a certain perception on people because they're successful, but
yeah.
I mean, success changes people to a degree, yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm blessed to work with people who know how to handle it. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, man.
Come from my mom. My mom's very successful, and she's very normal. So I kind of know how to pull out the normalcy in people. You know what I mean? And be grounded. Don't let all this bullshit get to your head, because that's all it is. It's hype. and your success could go tomorrow.
Exactly, man. That's cool that you were down to earth like that, and that they are too.
That's how I was brought up.
Yeah. Like, do you have a funny memory you can share with us? Like, when you were with Beyonce or Gwen Stefani, something crazy that happened?
Yeah. When, like I said, B's a clown. A funny memory I have, we were working on Goldmember, that movie.
Yeah.
She was in the studio, and she was just, we were bored, and so we had some downtime before the before Michael Myers, the, you know, the dude who played all the characters, produced, co-produced the movie.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Before he came, before he was on his way to the studio, and she was bored, so she went in the vocal booth. She said, let's make a CD called How Not to Sing. So she did this song, trying really not to sing. Like, you know, they had those infomercials on how to sing and how to dance and all
that other shit.
And she was like, let's make one called How Not to Sing. And so it was so funny, man. Like, that shit was so funny.
Crazy.
Like, trying to hear her sing off key. It was crazy to me. She did a good job. She actually sucked. And one day hopefully we'll be able to put that out. And then I wanted to go to it sparked some, because then I wanted to go to like J-Lo after that and do like a How Not to Dance video. And then go to like, you know, I don't know, Forrest Whitaker and do a How Not to Act, you know, all these people.
Just
do a comedy spoof off of everything.
Alright. What's your process when you're making a beat, like, for an artist or working on a song with somebody? Do you help out with the chorus and stuff?
Every process is different with different artists. Like, a lot of times some artists will come prepared, like, they'll have a song idea in their head, and I'll either just make the track on the spot, or sometimes we'll write it from nothing, you know, or I'll have a song already that I had an idea for, and we can work off of that.
Okay.
But every artist is individually different.
Okay, man. The hit single with Kelly's Bossy song, how did that came about?
That record was funny, man. That record came from Atlanta originally, and I honestly didn't know it was going to hit the way it hit. I didn't know it was going to have the impact it did.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't stop hearing that damn song.
Damn, and how did Too Short came in the picture? Because I was shocked when I saw him working with Khalees. I was like, damn.
Too Short, that was Khalees. Khalees called him, and, you know, he's on Jive.
Yeah.
As well, so it was a label mate. So she just did that call. Called him in, and he came down. And actually, he's local in Oakland, I remember.
Oh.
And he just emailed him to us, and then we put it together like that. How that worked out.
Okay. And which albums are you working on right now?
I'm working on an artist that I signed named Janae, who's from Ohio.
What's her name?
16 years old. Her name is Janae. J-A-N-A-E.
Okay.
And she's from Ohio, man. Look for her album probably first or second quarter next year.
Alright.
I can't tell you where we're doing the deal because it's not completely finished yet.
Okay.
But I'll be able to make that announcement. Everybody will know because I'll do the announcement probably within the next few weeks, because we'll be closing by then. But her record is really, really dope, man. It's kind of like, I guess what I'm telling everybody is, she's 16, she's half black, half white. She's really, really gorgeous girl. And everybody knows me for creating artists like Keisha Cole, who's ghetto as hell and from the hood and all of that.
Yeah.
And I say to everybody that, if they like Keisha, watch out for Janae, because she's Keisha Cole times 3,000 with crossover appeal.
Damn.
Top crossover. Plus, she's a lot younger, so she's got way more time on her hands.
Damn.
And she's got a lot of growth time, so I think her fans will grow with her.
Yeah.
And learn to love her.
Tight, man. Looking forward to it. Speaking of Keisha Cole, bro, you know Keisha Cole's brother, Nutso?
I know Nutso real well.
Oh, yeah. Are you working with some with him?
No, actually, I'm not. I know she, you know, she's doing her new stuff, and he's working. Keisha moved down to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I talk with her, you know, every now and again.
Okay.
Good, how are you? No, Nutso's, you know, he's working on his stuff, and I've known him for a while. He's a good cat.
He's a good dude, yeah. Who's your favorite artist that you have worked with?
My favorite artist I've worked with, I never answer that question because I work with mostly women, and if you know anything about women,
yeah.
You start saying who your favorite it is, and the other ones call you, and you get your eyes scratched out. Yeah, they're all my favorite, man.
Right. How about producers besides yourself? Who's your favorite producer?
Quincy Jones and Burt Bacharach.
Word.
Straight up, because those are real producers. That's where I come from.
Who would you like to work with that you haven't worked with?
Who would I like to work with that I haven't worked with?
Yeah.
Shakira. I was at this office in New York, right?
Yeah.
A couple of days ago.
Okay.
And I saw a picture of Shakira, and I'm going to give you the story real quick. I was real tired, man. I was, like, hallucinating, because me and Janae had, like, 8 meetings, like, or maybe 10 meetings in the span of 2 days, back to back to back. We're running around. It's raining, hailing cabs, hungry.
Damn.
I saw a little poster of Shakira, and I said, damn, I got to work with her. Because I haven't worked with her yet.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
The only reason. I work with every other female.
Yeah, for sure. Hope that happens, man.
So she'll probably call me now and be like,
yo, this is Shakira.
Hello, and all that shit.
Man, how much would you charge if an independent artist wanted to buy a beat from you, work with you?
What do I charge an independent artist?
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, I don't have a set price. I never have.
Okay.
You know, like most people have a set price of $75,000 a song and 4 points and all that. I don't do that because every artist is different. So if an independent artist wants to work with me, they need to present me what their budget is. They need to tell me what they have and what they pay.
Right.
Because I like to see what people think I'm worth. And then I go from there. And it's cool. Like, if you ain't got a lot of money, I'm not doing it at this point. Just for the cash.
Right.
I'm doing it for the love, you know?
Tight. If you're feeling them and shit right there.
Yeah, and if I'm feeling it. If the artist is whack, they can offer me a Learjet, and I take that back. If they're whack and they offer me a jet, I'm working with them.
Let's get back into the producing part. Like, what kind of equipment did you start using back in the days, and what are you using right now?
I started with an MPC 60.
Okay.
Drum machine. I think I had a God, you're taking me back, man, and you're dating me now. It's okay. I ain't old. I'm in my 30s. I had a Roland, I think it was an A80 keyboard.
Right.
A Lin 9000 drum machine also. What else that? Yamaha XY77. Man, I ain't gonna tell you all this equipment, man, because it makes me look old, man. Stevie Wonder was using.
Okay, what are you using right now, then?
I use the same stuff now. I mean, I use now an MPC 3000. That
okay.
was custom done up for me by Bruce Forat, Forat Music.
Tight.
I have the Triton, Trinity.
Okay.
Do
you work on the Motif?
Pro Tools, you know, normal stuff, man. I'm
okay.
not using nothing crazy.
Do you do anything on the Motif? The keyboard?
Do I do anything on the Motif 7?
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh,
I love that keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Then my friend uses that too. When I listen to your music and beats, like, I don't hear a lot of samples. Do you usually play everything?
Yeah, I usually play everything. I don't really believe in sampling too much because 9 times out of 10, you can't clear it anyway.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I like writing songs. So I like writing from nothing and creating stuff.
Okay, let's talk about your record label, Confidential. Yeah, so how did you start that up?
I started Confidential Records in 2001-ish, I think it was, when I signed Keisha.
Right.
And then I signed her to Interscope through my label, Confidential. And then through a growth, I partnered up with a friend of mine who I've been friends with since I was like 3 years old.
Right.
We started VH Confidential, which is Beverly Hills Confidential. That's the new label. Bigger, better. And made a lot of mistakes on the Keisha stuff that I won't make anymore. And, you know, just now we've got Janae, who's like the new breath of fresh air on BH Confidential and ready to run, man. Got a couple artists in development. And that's how it works on the label.
Okay, you have a group too called Beverly Hills Gangsters. Who's in the group?
Beverly Hills Gangsters, that's the last.
Yeah, I was like, what's up with the name?
It's like starting to, like, catch wind, you know. It's, It's me as a character named Dolphin Dane, who's a rapper from Beverly Hills.
What's his name?
Dollar Dane.
Okay.
Kind of like Richie Rich, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ty.
Funny cat, man. Sits around all day and doesn't do anything. Kind of like me.
When are you putting out that project?
I don't know. I mean, I think that my biggest fans is my artist Janae. She always begs me to hear it. And I'm like, I don't even know if I'm ever putting it out, to be honest with you. But
right.
Leave it up to her. She'll find a way.
All right. You know, I read your biography about you. You worked on a couple movie scores. Can you tell them about that?
Yes. Yeah, I've scored a few movies, thank God. I scored a movie called Malibu's Most Wanted.
Funny movie.
Did pretty well with Jamie Kennedy. And then I scored a movie called First Daughter, which you probably can catch on your next airline trips. That's about the only place it plays. No, I'm just playing. It did good. But Forrest Whitaker directed it. And then I did a movie called Fat Albert, where I did some music in that.
Okay.
And the movie stuff has just been really cool to me. Been nice. They've been very nice over there in movie land.
Alright, so what's the difference between working on a movie production compared to an artist?
The difference between working with an artist and working on a movie is when you're working on a record, you don't have visual, like, stimulation. Meaning, like, with the movie, you have picture that you're scoring to. So you have scenes that you work on. Everything is set for you. When you're working on an album, you kind of set the tone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What would you be if you weren't a producer?
If I wasn't a producer, I'd probably be a mass murderer. If I wasn't a producer, I'm sure, there's no doubt in my mind, I'd be a fighter. Because that's my passion. It's fighting. And I still do that. But I don't do it as serious as I could because I make music for a living.
I just want to end the interview with, like, word association. So I'm going to say some names and you just tell me what comes up to your mind first.
Okay.
50 Cent.
50 Cent?
Yeah.
Bullet. 50 Cent Bullet.
The Game.
The Game?
Yeah.
The Game, NWA comes to my mind.
Tupac.
Tupac? All around gangster. Just one of the greatest.
Biggie.
Biggie, again, another one of the greatest. Legend.
Bone Thugs.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. First thing come to my mind is, thank you, Jesus, I met him.
Eazy-E.
Eazy-E. Oh, man. Eazy-E, Pioneer.
Beyonce.
Beyonce, Jelly.
Suge Knight.
Suge Knight? Ooh.
All right, bro, man, thanks so much for getting down with us.
Thank you, man. Have a good day.